welcome to another episode of ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. I am your host, Mr. Richard. In episodes 31 and 32, we talked about common names and idioms, and today is a follow-up to those episodes. This is episode 35, Idioms, a Family Tree Special. This episode was written by a real Sheila, Teresa Chung. Teresa and I also tutor in Ho Chi Minh City and are available for in-person tutoring or tutoring over Skype. If you're interested, let us know by writing to eslhcmc@gmail.com. Today's episode will run a little differently. Your task today is to make a family tree of some very interesting people, to say the least. Go to eslhcmc.podomatic.com, and there you will find a list of somewhat ordinary names and a paragraph describing a family. Each name is part of an idiom or expression, and some will match with the family members. The sentences will give you hints or clues to idioms or expressions that contain the names, or to a few extra expressions. See if you can complete the exercises without any idiom definitions first. Then, when you are done or ready to proceed, continue with this podcast for the definitions and explanations. Okay, everybody, got that? Go to eslhcmc.podomatic.com to begin. I will wait for you here. You may now pause the podcast. Okay, everybody, welcome back. For those advanced students, it's time to check your answers. For the rest of you, I will read the sentence first, followed by the name, and then the idiom it is a part of. Once I have finished, you should be able to complete your family tree and the exercises. We will use and add to this family tree in future episodes. Here we go. He's just an ordinary man. His name would be Joe, because an ordinary man is called an average Joe, or in some cases, Joe Blow. However, his brother is a know-it-all guy. His name would be Alec, because a person considered irritating because they know a great deal or always have a clever answer to a question is known as a smart Alec. His father's very good at making money at whatever he turns his hand to. His name would be Midas, because the expression the Midas touch means the ability to make money out of anything one undertakes. His father's married to a beautiful woman who worked as a maid and whose beauty is only recognized and cherished by only one person. Her name would be Cinderella, because a Cinderella can mean one suffering undeserved neglect or one suddenly lifted from obscurity to significance. They have one daughter who takes after her mother, growing up to be a good-looking young lady. Her name would be Sheila. Sheila is an Australian slang term for a beautiful or mysterious woman. They all live under one roof, and their bread and butter is growing and exporting tea. Do you know of an expression about tea in an Asian country? Once in a blue moon, he comes to visit his grandfather. He's a miner and lives where his line of work never runs out. Another riddle, this one about a coal mining town. His grandfather is a very skeptical person. His name would be Thomas, because a doubting Thomas is a person who is skeptical and refuses to believe something without proof. This man has 3 sons. One is light-hearted and always smiles. His name would be Larry, because of the expression, as happy as Larry, means to be very happy. Another one is a doctor who leads a very complicated double life. He sometimes helps people, other times he watches them die. His name would be Dr. Jekyll, named after the characters in the book The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. A Jekyll and Hyde means to be a person alternately displaying good and evil personalities. One of his uncles is married to an average-looking girl who is nothing to write home about. Her name would be Jane, because the expression plain Jane means an unattractive girl or woman. Their only child usually hangs out with Tom and Harry. That child's name would be Dick, because of the expression Tom, Dick, and Harry, which means everyone. The expression Tom, Dick, or Harry means anyone. This fellow came of age last year and flew the nest. He doesn't want to follow in his father's footsteps to become a doctor. He dreams of being an astronaut instead. This is just a hint to one of the uncle's occupations. You can always find a way to this family's place. Where do all roads lead to? His other uncle didn't seem to have any luck either when he got married to an unwise woman who tends to cause trouble whenever she interferes in anything. Her name would be Pandora, because of the expression to open Pandora's box, which means an unneeded or undesired action that creates many complicated problems. He has 2 other cousins besides the young adult one. These guys are like 2 peas in a pod. They are chips off the old block. One is overly inquisitive, which he finds annoying sometimes. His name would be Parker, because of the expression nosy Parker, which means an overly inquisitive person. The other is quite quick. This lad loves to try his hand at many things, but so far he hasn't found anything that he really likes or is good at. His name would be Jack, because of the term Jack of all trades. A Jack of all trades is a person skilled in many different areas, but not exceptionally skilled in any one. No matter where he and his close and distant relatives live, people are still envious and try to keep up with them. I guess you can't please everyone. This would mean that their surname is Jones, because of the expression to keep up with the Joneses, which means to try to emulate or not be outdone by one's neighbors. Okay, let's go over those names and, more importantly, those expressions. Cinderella, a smart Alec, Tom, Dick, and Harry, average Joe, as happy as Larry, Jack of all trades, a doubting Thomas, a plain Jane, to open Pandora's box, to keep up with the Joneses, a Jekyll and Hyde, a Sheila, the Midas touch, a nosy Parker. Okay, I will now give you the terms or idioms for the other names that were not used in the paragraph. The expressions are Achilles' heel, before you could say Jack Robinson, a Peeping Tom, John Hancock, Murphy's Law, Hobson's Choice, Freudian Slip, The Life of Riley, Adam's Apple, Parkinson's Law, Uncle Tom, Real McCoy, Man Friday, and Prince Charming. If you would like the answers to the exercises or a transcript of today's episode, you know where to write us, ESLHCMC@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook under that same address, ESLHCMC@gmail.com. ESL disciples will receive the answers plus explanations for all the names and the other idioms that we use today. That's including the idioms that I just went over that were not part of the paragraph. Also, if drawing is your Achilles heel and you would like a blank family tree picture, just let us know. Teresa or I will be happy to help. Alright everyone, that does it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. We appreciate all your input and questions, so keep on sending them. This has been ESL in Ho Chi Minh City. My name is Mr. Richard. So long everyone. Peace, love, and rock and roll.